In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Behold the man, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, crucified in death. Behold the man. What do you see? Do you see a scene of brutal violence and evil? Do you see it as just a meaningless death as the world does? I mean, Isaiah even prophesied his appearance was marred beyond human semblance. The torture he received at Pilate's command had reduced Jesus to human rubble. Is this just another innocent man dead? After all, what's changed? Evil still continues. Is that what you see when you see this man? Behold crucifixion's purpose. Be afraid. Don't cross the authorities of this world. Don't cross the powers that be. That's how this world used crucifixion. Fear the world's power. Fear the devil's power. Fear death's power. That's how the Romans used it. Don't let him go, or else you will not be Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar, and this is what happens to Caesar's enemies. Their bodies become a billboard of rebellion. This is how the Jewish leaders used it. This man ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God, and we cannot accept that. We cannot accept his teachings. We cannot accept his opposition to our authority. And so he must die. This is what happens when you oppose us. This is how the devil uses it as well. Be afraid. The lies of Satan have overcome the truth. After all, what is truth? Pilate said, "I find no guilt in him," and yet the crowds still demanded his crucifixion and death. The primal lie of Eden is alive and well. God is not good. God means only evil for you. See what he's even done to his son. The devil's lies and threats end with the death of truth. And you should fear death, says the devil. That's what the devil wants you to see here. The world sees a failure too. A failure ready to be mocked. A failed king. A failed Messiah. That's what the Roman soldiers did. They put on him a crown of thorns, wrapped him up in a purple robe so they can mock him with, "Hail, King of the Jews!" His own people even rejected him. "We have no king but Caesar," they said. Oh, he saved others, but he can't save himself. Does not the world still mock him this way today? And even his own disciples would say, "Well, we had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel, but look. Behold the man, abandoned and humiliated. Behold this man, even if you want to turn away. Here he was crucified naked. Despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows acquainted with grief, he was despised and we esteemed him not. He is one from whom men hide their faces, and we would hide our face from him too. Are we ashamed to behold this man? Are we ashamed to be marked by him? Are you ashamed to adorn your homes with this image, to bear this image of this dead man yourself? Even the crosses that we do have, so often we hide Jesus on. Is this what you would want to mark you? How you would want to be seen? Peter was afraid to be marked by this man. He denied even knowing him again and again and again. Would you do the same? For if you're marked by this man, if you bear this crucified man's image in this world, you will share this man's fate in this world. And you will share this man's fate in the world to come. Behold, the man, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, numbered with the transgressors, his grave made with the wicked. Behold him. Do not turn away. Instead, behold this man by faith in the light of the Easter dawn to come. Here the eyes of faith behold not a meaningless death, but the most significant act and moment of all history, the height of mercy and the depths of God's love. Here atonement has been made. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our iniquities, crushed for our transgressions. Upon him was laid the chastisement that has brought us peace. By his stripes we are healed. By this sacrifice he has become the source of salvation to all those who obey him. This crucifixion is not a sign of the world's power, of the devil's power, of death's power, but of God's power and of Jesus' own authority. All this happened according to his definite plan and according to his will. It was the will of the Lord to crush him, a will Jesus shared. Shall I not drink the cup my Father has given me? No. The authorities of this world served their purpose in bringing this moment about so that Jesus might be crowned and enthroned with his true authority. You say that I'm a king, Jesus said to Pilate. For this purpose I was born. For this purpose I came into the world to bear witness to the truth. The truth that my kingdom is not of this world, and that this world's kingdoms will fall. The truth that you would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. The truth that God loves his people, that God saves his people, that God keeps all of his promises. The truth that you stand forgiven under this cross. So the devil's lies of condemnation have no power over you. Death has no power over you. Do you see? This cross with a dead man upon it does not mean failure, but victory. Jesus' victory as our king, Jesus' fulfillment of the Messiah's purpose. It was necessary for him to die, fulfilling the law for us perfectly and satisfying the law's condemnation of us by dying our death. He refused to save himself so that he could save us. He suffered humiliation. He scorned the shame. He even bore our griefs and carried our sorrows so that he could wipe away all of our tears in his kingdom to come. And he leads us to that kingdom himself. Now, through the open gate to the grave, to lead us into a new garden, a new home, a new world. Behold the man! Behold on this cross the perfect image of the glory of God, the perfect image of God's love for you and for all. This is the only man who saves us, Christ crucified. This is the only way that we would have the world know him, and the only way that we would be known in him. As Peter himself would also be marked by the cross, even crucified himself, though upside down, so shall we carry the mark of this cross. We shall be known as those crucified with Christ so that we may rise to live with him. We will endure scorn and suffering and death in this kingdom so that we may share glory and healing and life in Jesus' kingdom to come. Darkness now, then light. Death now, and through it, eternal life. Behold the man. Behold your King, your Savior, once crucified and dead. Behold Jesus in faith and live. In Jesus' name, amen.